So during those first years, one of the things I thought I should also share is that the ethos that Ajahn Pasuna and I had, and also had developed, because I'd been teaching in the Bay Area for about 5 or 6 years by that time. I first came in 1990, and my initial thought was, well, it's the Bay Area, and they have this kind of really colorful spectrum of spiritual teachings. They've got every kind of Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, Chinese Buddhism, Vietnamese Buddhism, the Ram Dass and Vedanta, and the all kinds of colorful spiritual groups, Swami Muktananda over in Emeryville, on the East Bay, the Sufis, and anything and everything, and the Christians next door. And so I thought I should provide this kind of colorful array of spiritual teachings. So when I kind of the first year I came, and I suggested I could give talks on this and that and this and that, and one of the members of the Sangapala board said, "Ajahn, maybe if you just taught Theravada Buddhism, that would be great." But people didn't want to be entertained with a kind of spiritual smorgasbord of tasty delights, but they wanted the monastic-based classical Theravada Buddhist teachings and meditation guidance. And so that was really helpful. I mean, I have an eclectic kind of a mind, and I can dip my toe into all sorts of areas, but it was really clear that's what the group wanted, was monastic-based classical Theravada teachings, guidance in meditation, and to wanting to support and to be able to stay in a monastic environment in the forest. So by the time that Abhayagiri, the land was given, and Ngunpo Sanno came, which was like New Year of 97, about 6 months after I arrived with Ajahn Kurundamo and Ajahn Visuddhi, it was really clear that what we were not trying to, it wasn't sensible to try and be all things to all people. But it was really, and both Ngunpo Sanno and I kind of were really in accord on this. We just do this one thing and try to do it well, create a Theravada forest monastery based on the teachings of Lumpu Cha and the forest Ajahns, based on Dhamma Vinaya, as we've been trained to live in kutis in the forest, and to practice meditation and to live together harmoniously. Just do that. If people want to be part of that, they can come and join in. If they don't want to be part of that, if they want to do something else, then sadhu anumodana, please have a nice life doing whatever it is that you want to do. And I feel that was a really, I mean, I'm not sort of praising myself, but I feel that was a wise decision. Because as most many people who live in California or have lived in California, the Bay Area, things can get spread pretty thin, and you can get pretty scattered with all of the good and wonderful things available, and you can get kind of confused between Advaita Vedanta or Bhakti Vedanta, with Mahayana Buddhism, Vajrayana Buddhism, Theravada Buddhism, mystic Christianity, Sufism, and all and everything that's available there. And so that I feel that that was a wise decision, and I felt no regret over the time that I was there at Abhayagiri. And I'm very pleased to see things carrying on in that vein, because trying to be all things to all people, it comes from a kind of an idealistic position. But the practicalities and what's really valuable is just do one thing well. Do what you do what you know, do it well, and then those who have affinity with that or who can empathize with that, they'll draw close and they'll be benefited. And if there are people who can't benefit from that, or they don't like it, or it doesn't suit them, fine. There's X plus one other opportunities for them to draw upon. There's many other flowers in the garden. There's many other, let's say, avenues for spiritual practice.